From the News Center, a news focus.
Recent guidance provided by Pennsylvania's Department of Agriculture allows community gardens to remain open while its volunteers maintain social distancing guidelines. Shannon Powers is the department's press secretary.
They're important places where people make connections, so they're used to working side by side. That's going to require a change in the way that they do so. Communication by people who operate the gardens. Here's what you need to do to stay safe.
Powers adds these gardens play another crucial role.
If you look at Governor Wolf's plan for Pennsylvania, he emphasizes the importance of agriculture in our recovery. I mean, he talks about the Pennsylvania Farm Bill. As a state, we invested very heavily in urban agriculture. They check off so many important boxes in our communities, particularly where there are food deserts. They connect people across all kinds of barriers. So they're places of connection, and we want to make sure that they are places of connection that are safe places of connection.
Powers talks about the recent guidelines.
Those would be, you know, different protocols for sanitizing shared tools, for, obviously wearing face masks, and for keeping social distance between folks who are gathering. High contact surfaces should be wiped down and disinfected.
Shannon Powers talks about the guidelines' goals.
You really just want to ensure that community gardens, because of their vital importance to the community and to providing food in places where there often is no market, so that these places stay safe and we maintain that important link for people in communities.
Powers distinguishes between the guidelines and orders.
Business decisions are left up to the businesses and volunteer organizations. The guidance from the Department of Health orders are actually orders.
The full list of guidelines is available at agriculture.pa.gov/COVID. I'm Tori Gates.